Saturday, October 31st, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Wisdom. Wisdom has built her house, setting up seven pillars. She has prepared the food and wine and set her table.
She has sent out her servants to call out from the heights above the city.
Let those who want enlightenment come. Come taste my bread and drink my spiced wine.
Give up your foolishness and live, and walk the path of understanding.
If you are wise, your reward is wisdom. If you teach the just, they grow in understanding.
Wisdom begins with reverence for God, and knowledge of the Holy One is in sight.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh, convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to your greater glory. And this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Show that I am right, God. Defend me against everyone who doesn't know you. Rescue me from each of those deceitful liars. I run to you for protection. Why have you turned me away? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Then I will worship at your altar. Because you make me joyful, you are my God, and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 13 through 28. You Pharisees and teachers of the law of Moses are in for trouble. You're nothing but show-offs. You lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. You won't go in yourselves, and you keep others from going in. You Pharisees and teachers of the law of Moses are in for trouble. You're nothing but show-offs. You travel over land and sea to win one follower, and when you have done so, you make that person twice as fit for hell as you are. You are in for trouble. You are supposed to lead others, but you are blind. You teach that it doesn't matter if a person swears by the temple, but you say that it does matter if someone swears by the gold in the temple. You blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You also teach that it doesn't matter if a person swears by the altar, but you say that it does matter if someone swears by the gift on the altar. Are you blind? Which is more important, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Anyone who swears by the altar also swears by everything on it. And anyone who swears by the temple also swears by God who lives there. To swear by heaven is the same as swearing by God's throne and by the one who sits on that throne. You Pharisees and teachers are show-offs, and you're in for trouble. You give God a tenth of the spices from your garden, such as mint, dill, and cumin, yet you neglect the important matters of the law, such as justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These are the important things that you should have done, though you should not have left the others undone either. You blind leaders, you strain out a small fly, but swallow a camel. You Pharisees and teachers are show-offs, and you're in for trouble. You wash the outside of your cups and dishes, while the inside there is nothing but greed and selfishness. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of a cup, and then the outside will also be clean. You Pharisees and teachers are in for trouble. You're nothing but show-offs. You're like tombs that have been whitewashed. On the outside, they are beautiful, but inside they are full of bones and filth. That's what you are like. Outside you look good, but inside you are evil and only pretend to be good. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a German theologian and religious reformer who is credited with the start of the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century. By his continued efforts to understand God's grace expressed in the Bible compared to what was experienced in the church, Luther's outspokenness created a movement that resulted in the division of Western Christendom between Roman Catholicism and new Protestant traditions. He is one of the most influential figures in the history of Christianity. Collect for Martin Luther. O God, our hope, in troubled days you send your spirit upon daughters and sons, the young and the old, and fill them with visions, dreams, and reforming zeal. Make your will known to us again, as you did through your servant, Martin Luther, that all your people may call upon you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for those who mourn. Gracious God, as your Son wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, look with compassion this day on those who grieve. Grant them the assurance of your presence now and faith in your eternal goodness, that in them may be fulfilled the promise that those who mourn shall be comforted through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Colic of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the work of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for those who suffer for the sake of conscience. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for conservation of natural resources. Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you made us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and that generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A Collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.